Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 16th day of June, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on here and mix it up with me today. It is currently 61 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 63 degrees today. It's just same old, same old. I mean, usually you've had, 80s, you're up in 70s and 80s by this time in June, but shit, man, it's just about the same weather we had a month ago or the month before that. Excuse me. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. $12.8 trillion in gold deposits discovered in Uganda. Oh, you poor Ugandans. Well, we'll talk about the poor Ugandans and the fate that awaits them. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty, things don't look good for the people of Uganda. $12.8 trillion in gold deposits discovered in Uganda. This is from GSI Exchange. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Uganda just announced a major gold deposit worth $12.8 trillion. Should have kept your fucking mouth shut. You should have got you find yourself sitting on riches like that. You make a purpose of looking poorer. You have a famine or something. You do anything, but don't let them find out about it. Uganda's president, this Yoweri Museveni recently announced the find in a speech at the UN General Assembly. This discovery has the potential to completely redefine everything in the global economy, from the balance of geopolitical power to the foundation upon which the world's monetary system is built. Wow. Are you a Ugandans in fucking trouble? Think about it. There is a total of 0.7 trillion U.S. dollars in existence. Uganda's find is more than six times the amount of dollars in the world. However, this discovery takes place within the context of a few serious hurdles. Uh-oh, here we go. Actually, Uganda never belonged to Uganda. It was an ancient fucking Israeli fucking stronghold to hold out, or a place they used to meet for their fucking bar mitzvahs. Uganda has major outstanding loans to China. Oh, here we go. The U.S. has sanctioned Uganda. Much of the latter's conflict gold is alleged to be a major source of funding for current conflicts in the Congo. Uh-oh, we got to go take it. I mean, this is Venezuela all over again, ain't it? sitting on a fucking fortune. That belongs to everybody but fucking you. Just like us people here in the United States. This goddamn country, all this fucking riches belong to us, belongs to the people. But here they come. Here come the fucking goddamn maggots. Here come the fucking parasites to stick their fucking goddamn tangs into it. Regardless, this $13 trillion fine transforms Uganda into the wealthiest nation in the world. Ooh, you guys are in trouble. How might China play into this monetary resetting? Might this mark the emergence of a rapid escape from the U.S. dollar homogeny? poor Ugandans.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
I can concur with you on that. I remember, man, when I was in college, and I asked this African. His name was JJ, yeah. And, I was very curious. I was like, hey, can I ask you? Now, I never heard this before in my life. I said, let me ask you a question. I said, in Africa, you guys don't have to go outside of you guys' borders off you guys' continent for nothing. I said, why do y'all live in like a third world cesspool like that? And he just broke it down to me. He was like, to be honest with you, and he had an African accent. He was like, every time we get someone in our countries that want to do something for the people, he said, the U.S. and Europeans, they always come in and they always come in and take that person out, do a coup, and put in their puppet that they want. I said, what? Now, I never heard this before in my life. I was still in college. And when he told me that, man, that really blew my mind. And what I learned from that, Henry, was that if you want to know the truth about what goes on in the world with stuff like this, ask foreigners, ask people from the Middle East, ask people from Africa. They'll tell you the truth. I never heard of a coup. I never thought my country did that.
Well, that's what this country has done since its inception. I mean, look at Yemen. I mean, or even Libya. Libya discovers, you know, one of the biggest pools of sweet crude off the Tripoli coast, and immediately, boy, we're in there to help. They need a fly zone. They're getting, you know, the mercenaries. They're claiming a civil war, but the people there, I mean, he's giving them a lot of the fucking wealth. Old Gaddafi was. Everybody had a house, had schools, they had a modern day fucking society. But when they found out that they had that fucking oil, that's the Queen's oil. See, none of this fucking resources on this country, it belongs to us because we're standing on it. We got fucking guns. And we're letting them fucking take it away from us, people. But most of the fucking countries in the world is just so the king. Well, you know, the fucking, I think it was the Spanish king was the first one to fucking land here on this populated fucking continent. And so imagine it's just fucking just sitting there and you know, you're on the land that your fucking ancestors have been on for 1,000 years or thousands of years. Some cocksucker pulls up in a big boat, throws ashore, sticks a fucking flag in the ground and says, this whole fucking thing belongs to my queen. That is what we have been dealing with for fucking millennia. And that is what has to stop. These monarchies need to be fucking crushed. These goddamn the idea of an aristocracy needs to be removed. We need to have equality, true equality, like we have under the Bill of Rights, where you can't get together with a bunch of your buddies and use your power collectively because it just will not go through the system that way. But yeah, I mean, of course, we've watched it happen over and over and over again. The whole Middle East in the 70s, and you know, they discovered all the oil over there in Saudi Arabia and fucking Yemen, goddamn Iraq, Iran. I mean, that's why Iran, you know, they finally tossed the Shah out and they had a revolt there because the bottom line is the Jews are running everything. They've always ran everything. And every fucking dollar made off every goddamn resource in this country and every country around the world, they get 95 cents of it because it's theirs. This whole goddamn planet belongs to them. Don't you fucking know that? So I guess if we snuff those fuckers out, then it's our planet, right?
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I mean, if you could have saw, like, how I stared at him, like, I was like, I mean, how I looked at him, because I never, you know, we have always been portrayed as being the good guys. We've gone around the world to defend people's freedom. And, you know, and when he told me that, I mean, that really, I mean, that took me for a loop. That took, I mean, I was still in, I mean, I was still in the Matrix. I was still a freaking sheep. But that really took me for a loop. I mean, that really took me for a loop. I mean, even if I talk to people from the Middle East, if you talk to them people, they would tell you the truth. I even talked to some Palestinians that's over here, and they were like, yeah, man, those are not real Jews. Those people came from between the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea over there off the Russian steppes.
Yep.
I mean, when you talk to foreigners, man, I mean, they educate you a lot when I was a sheep like that.
Yeah, they had an indoctrination curriculum all in place for, I mean, each generation coming up to. I mean, they're planning 100 years into the future. You got to remember that. And it's become pretty well known that if you discover anything of value under your feet, they're going to kill you and take it. I mean, just flat. It used to be, like you said, it'd be the black ops and the sneak in and like just like with the Shah of Iran. You know, they got their fucking puppet government in there. The Jews getting his 95 cents of every dollar. But then the goddamn, Ayatollahs and the fucking, I mean, there was all kinds of factions. Hell, there was like 15 factions in Iran. They all knew this. They all know, goddamn it, they're taking 95 cents out of every dollar. Fuck, they're taking for not, why? Because they're fucking Jews. That's why. And everything, the seed, if, they can claim that Palestine fucking belongs, the whole fucking world belongs to them, don't you see? That's what they're trying to fucking put here. This is Khazarian bullshit, just like this fucking shit in Ukraine. It's all ours. Everything belongs to us. I mean, then the Christians ain't no fucking different. We've had people come on, I've heard, listened to people fucking say it. This world belongs to Jesus Christ, we should, and everybody will bend the knee or they will die. They will serve his law. This confusing goddamn theology written in fucking nothing but blatant subject matter, as I interpret it, that's how dictators are made. As I interpret it, or they will fucking pay the price. But no, that's why they hate the fucking Bill of Rights, because it allows you to think fucking freely, and it doesn't allow fucking some fucking bunch of thugs, like the IMF. You talked about Africa. The IMF are the ones that come in. I mean, you hear about the fucking blood diamonds. That's the fucking IMF. Just come right in and plant their fucking, all the, you found diamonds? Them all belong to us. And stick a thing and then, a fucking flag in the ground. And then bring their troops in and, you know, we get two sides going, just like in Libya. Oh, there's a civil war. No, these people never had any trouble with anyone. What the hell are you talking? Who are these other people shooting at them? I don't know, but we just gave them a new no-fly zone that's being used as a goddamn air force to fucking destroy the opposition. And not, I mean, anybody ever ask what's going on with that fucking, pool of oil off the Tripoli coast? Is Queen Beatrice? I think she was the one gonna end up with it, because that's the fucking way it is. It's your country, but it's their fucking world is what they're trying to fucking tell you. And you're just a goddamn another thing upon it. They control the land. They control everything upon it, and that includes you. Well, you don't control me, you cocksucking bastards. I might be the only son of a bitch in the world you don't. I'll tell you to fuck off right to your fucking face and back it with my life. You fucking scum. You are the lowest fucking, you're the parasites. There's nothing lower than a fucking parasite, but you don't even mind it. Because it is a quite comfortable fucking life being a parasite. You get all the shit and you don't have to do anything for it. And I mean, a lot of people, you know, we talk about, you know, like the couch potatoes and people kicking back. We're not talking about the same thing. These people, fuck, they go around, they go to Hawaii, they go to all around the world, they world tours, they go fucking elk hunting trips up in Alaska. I mean, they live the life of Riley on your fucking sweat. It's called capitalism. And it's practiced by the communists and by the fascists. Make no fucking mistake. Equally. And when it comes right down to it, they'll fucking swap spit and they'll fucking stand right beside each other against you. And that's what they're doing right now. And it's time for us people to quit fucking allowing it. It's on us. We can't blame nobody else for none of this fucking shit. But us. But like I said, the poor Ugandans. Ugandans, oh boy. It's going to be like the Ukraine. Nobody knows where Uganda is, but they're going to fucking know pretty soon. Let's look at this next fucking article. I mean, I thought this fucking, I mean, it's one of those where you look at it and you go, who's drawing a dirty picture here, you know? It is an attempt at fucking race divide, but I mean, they're, who's making the implication here? These cocksuckers here that we're the liberals and the fucking racism, and it's always the people screaming racism that are the fucking racists, is what I fucking found. At any rate, who will rename the World Health Organization will rename monkeypox to combat racism and stigma. Why now? Why would there be racism and stigma attached to monkeypox? Has to be the first question. Oh, well, then they're going to go, well, I want to know who's saying what about, I mean, how is this connected? I read the article and I don't see no fucking connection. I mean, goddamn, could be squirrel pox. I guess that would be, I mean, they're telling us goddamn, plants. You can't name thing after plants because it's like a tree. Because it's racist. It's racist. It's against tree. I mean, it is this, we're living in a fucking world of retards. I kid you not. But this is the best they can come up with for their fucking propaganda. You guys probably noticed that the fucking articles out today are just, I mean, they're down to fucking nothing. Because nothing is fucking working for them. They're stealing hand over fist, but don't never forget that. And I think another $1 billion just yesterday went over to fucking goddamn Ukraine nobody ever heard about. But that's where the Khazarians are going to fucking have their fucking empire. They couldn't get it in the Middle East because the goddamn Middle Easterners wouldn't allow it. But those people over there in goddamn Europe, they're gonna fucking allow it in Asia. Who will rename the World Health Organization? This is stupid. You want to hear a stupid fucking one? This is our stupid fucking one for the day. Some zero hedge. It was sent by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The World Health Organization said Tuesday it will rename the monkeypox virus after concern that it could stoke racism and stigma. How? I mean, I'm serious. How? The current name of the virus, which has infected over 1,600 people in 39 countries this year and was first reported in Africa, does not adhere to World Health Organization guidelines that discourage the use of geographic regions or animals, Bloomberg reports. Okay, why? The fuck's it matter what it's... I don't know, is there a campaign agency there saying this would ring through better or this is going to cause the effect we want? More than 30 international scientists said last week that the monkeypox label is discriminatory and stigmatizing. To who? Monkeys? Do monkeys have rights now? Are they running the goddamn world? I mean, I can't insult a spider by hitting the son of a bitch before the recluse bastard bites me. I mean, this is fucking retardation. Animals, Bloomberg reports, more than 30 international scientists last week said the monkeypox label is discriminatory and stigmatizing, and there's an urgent, in quotation mark, need to rename it. The current name doesn't fit with World Health Organization, doesn't fit with their guidelines. It's a transfer of a disease from a monkey to a human. What the fuck are you going to call it?
Maybe they'll call it a white pox.
Maybe. I mean, that might be all right. But, I mean, the whole thing here is, I mean, it doesn't conform to their guidelines. You have guidelines about what you call something? This is important to my life. Pardon? Go ahead.
It doesn't sound very scary. Like,
you know, oh, maybe that's it. Okay, I'll give you that. Call it gorilla pox, man. There you go.
Something nuclear bomb type name.
Yep, I hear you. Guidelines that recommend avoiding geographic regions and animal names, as a spokesperson said. Failure to support and adopt the proposed nomenclature and classification may result in loss of interest in may result in loss of interest in sustaining active surveillance and rapid reporting of pathogens with epidemic and pandemic potentials, they claimed. What? Are you fucking, out of your mind? Nobody's going to report it or go, well, it's got to have the right name. I guess that COVID thing didn't work out to you guys, for you guys to get, did it? COVID-19 doesn't exist. You put the, I mean, this is, here's what they want to call it. Check this out. Those scientists suggest the name be HMPXV. Okay? That'd be a hard one to go. There's no such thing as HMSP. I think it's a Goebbels thing, which they noted is just a shortened version of monkeypox virus. In humans would be a non-discriminatory, non-stigmatizing classification. Okay. As the Epic Times' Jack Phillips noted, monkeypox has been endemic in West and Central Africa since the 1970s and is usually transmitted from animals to humans rather than through human-to-human contact. Officials said that in the past, the smallpox-like virus is generally transmitted via rodents, squirrels, non-humans, primates such as monkeys, chimpanzees, and baboons. Okay, so the scientists also exclaimed virtuously in their letter that there is an increasing narrative in the media and among many scientists that are trying to link the present global breakout up to Africa or West Africa. Oh, is this going to stigmatize the fucking place it came from? Well, that's going to happen anyway, ain't it? I mean, if they got a goddamn breakout of fucking smallpox in the Klamath Falls, I ain't going to Klamath Falls, okay? Goddamn. Africa or West Africa. Or Nigeria, the letter point, man, hey, Uganda should get, if I was Uganda, I would claim, man, we got something, we got Uganda pox. I mean, we got, it's bad, stay away.
Hey, Henry.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, hope I'm not too loud. I was just thinking, if they called it anal pox, there's some bad pussy pox, well, if they work on a population the way they want.
Exactly, man. I mean, this is such a non-fucking issue. I mean, this whole thing with these pandemics. I mean, all my life, I live in, there's bad colds. I remember when I was a kid, the big one was the Hong Kong flu. I was like probably, I don't know, 7 or 8 years old. But basically, you know, it was a cold season, fucking summer, what might have you, no big fucking deal. If you're stupid enough to go get a fucking flu shot, you got the flu. But all of a sudden, it was just pandemic. It came out, it is engrossed, it's the planet. It has a grip on the planet. It can come from anywhere. Any one of the 42 fucking labs financed with your fucking tax dollars, something can come out of there and get you. You better be ready to let us take over and fucking run your fucking life. You better be ready to be exterminated from this earth because the pandemics are fucking on the loose. How dumb do they think we are? Don't answer that question. As any other disease, it can occur in any region in the world and afflict anyone regardless of race or ethnicity. I can't say the word. Their ethic background. The letter added, as such, we believe that no race or skin complexion could be the face of this disease. What? I don't get it. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just a little naive here. But I mean, they have to bring race into their fucking phony pandemics. That they're like, if there is sickness in this goddamn world, they're creating it in the goddamn labs. 42 fucking labs we are fucking around the world that we are goddamn fucking paying for to fucking weaponize just what would be average, what we used to just, people just used to live in. We'd be having a good time right now, people. We'd be living our lives and, you know, yeah, you're going to get fucking sick. It's a part of fucking life. But I mean, the 42 fucking labs to weaponize, make it so it kills you. If you catch a fucking cold, you fucking die. I mean, shouldn't these monsters like Mangala be fucking rounded up and fucking tried and fucking hung for crimes against humanity? They've already committed crimes against humanity by, I mean, according to the Nuremberg fucking code, they've fucking tested goddamn, untested fucking drugs and shit on fucking, on the populace without, I mean, and done it and through threat and coercion. Well, I mean, but this is what we're going to talk about, fucking I can't say that goddamn word. As such, we believe that no race or skin complexion should be free, should be the face of this disease. Okay, it didn't come from fucking China, so I don't see a Chinaman when it came, pops up. It never came from nowhere. Maybe you should have, maybe they should name it after the lab they fucking created it in. That would be the most honest thing to do. The WHO's head confirmed Tuesday that the United Nations organization is working with partners and experts from around the world on changing the name of monkeypox virus, its clades, and the disease it causes. Okay, how are you going to change the disease it causes? Oh, well, in the last, that's impossible. You understand what you just said? A similar renaming action was taken by WHO in early 2020 after COVID-19 emerged in mainland China. Scientists called the international community, the World Health Organization, to rename it from Wuhan coronavirus. It came from the Wuhan lab. I think that would have fucking, I mean, if it resisted, it would have came from the Wuhan lab. But, I mean, see, this is how they keep the whole fucking confusion, that whole ball of spaghetti, just till you don't even know where to grab and start. Corona, it was called coronavirus because coronavirus was been called on the back of the Lysol can since I was a little kid. Since they made Lysol. It means a goddamn cold. That's all COVID-19 ever fucking was just, it was a seasonal cold. And look what they have done with their propaganda machine on a fucking lie. COVID-19 does not exist. It is not a virus. COVID-19 does not exist. It does not exist. Never been isolated.
What happened to the flu, Henry?
Pardon?
I said, what happened to the flu? I mean, that disappeared too. Remember when COVID was out?
Yeah.
There was no more. I mean, and you're 100% right. That's what they have done. They rebranded the cold and flu as COVID. That's all that they did.
Of course they did. That's why you're right. They did. All these years, they've been trying to cure the common cold. They did it. They just renamed it something else. This is insanity.
They gave you a shot for it this time.
You sure as hell did. We were giving a lot of shots. And people are dropping like fucking flies. I mean, around here where I live, people 10 years younger than me. They're stupid enough to take those fucking shots, and they're fucking killing them. And they're killing other people because the shedding actually, the shit you get from the shedding is worse than if, I mean, what was it, like a 0.06 death rate on what they called COVID-19, which was the fucking flu. If you had the flu, you had cancer, you know, or you have fucking underlying conditions like tuberculosis or some kind of shit like that. If the flu can kill you, okay? A simple flu can kill you. And that's all this has ever fucking been. It's pure fucking propaganda. They thought they could fucking put a new world order in place using the flu. That's how fucking much the contempt they have for our intellect. Like, we're that goddamn stupid. Well, I guess I'll just roll myself up in a ball of fucking cotton unless I'm working. That's the only safe thing to do. Well, we'll be right back.
Darkness, and his mouth came on to me, and I saw
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
As we sail into the mystic, oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And magnificently we will fold into the mystic. You know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will flow into the mystic. Come on, girl.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time. And that was Van Morrison with the Into the Mystic, you know. So something that's sane in this mad world. And God damn it, man, this used to be such an awesome fucking place to live in. Now, every day these pricks are fucking getting up and they're working. They got think tanks, misery think tanks. And we need to get rid of these son of a bitches, and we have the right to, and fucking we... Again, we're just fucking allowing all of this fucking insanity that we see around. It's just like the last shit I was just talking about. I mean, retarded. Let's fucking snuff these fuckers out. We have the jurisdictional authority. They have broken the fucking law to the point of treason and sedition. And all we have to do, and they've declared war on us. Straight up fucking war. But yeah, we just sit there and fucking, yeah, we just keep allowing it. Like, the, I keep popping back as it keeps popping in my mind about the discussion I had with Galen the other day about the pedophilia. That alone should be enough for us to fucking destroy these son of a bitches to a man, and you know it. Every one of you out there with the goddamn ounce of morality, you know it. And we've let it go on, and we've known it's going on for how fucking long? That means we have allowed it. And so every time that a fucking little kid's getting fucking tortured like that, you fucking remember, you're fucking allowing it. You're cowardice. Go polish your fucking gun. Well, let's see what we got here. Montico man accidentally shoots himself while adjusting gun in his pants. I kind of got a kick out of this. But I've seen these, I think it was a, I was looking at a Springfield at one of my nephew's fucking owns or something. And they got like a, I think they have one safety. I think they actually have two safeties. I hope they do because I don't exactly recall. But one of the safeties is like a part of the trigger. You know, where you pull the trigger. And I'm like, man, that's no place but fucking safety. At any rate, I can see this happening. And I mean, it's a tragedy, but it should have made the news. I mean, like I said, you go through the internet, it was hard to find something to talk about today. And it ain't like, Uganda certainly was worth talking about. Those people are in some fucking trouble. If I was in Uganda, I'd be trying to get the hell out of there before it all, because everybody's coming to take their fucking gold that belongs to fucking the people there. But the people will not get it. The fucking, a few Ugandans on the higher echelons will become Ugandan Masons, and they will get a share of it, and the fucking goddamn Chinese and the fucking Masons and all these little fucking cliques and fucking dirty church cabals will fucking take every fucking nickel of it. And see, they can't just come in and just Uganda can't have that many people and just fucking corral the people and just take their shit. No, they've got to have wars. Because the industrial war complex has a right to a bunch of that fucking gold too. Help the goddamn Ugandans. I mean, help them get. I mean, they're in trouble. They are in fucking trouble. And the man accidentally shoots himself. Like I said, this makes the fucking news. I mean, you know how many people accidentally shoot themselves in a fucking day in this country? Why are they putting this in? Oh, because we're putting gun control thing that we think we. You can't do gun control, dumb buck. You have no jurisdictional authority. You fucking try it, you die. It's that fucking simple, and we're not going to keep arguing with you about it. You either do it or shut the fuck up. Anyway, we're going to look at this anyway. Because like I said, I've seen that this, when I saw that one, checking out that pistol, nice pistol, fucking 45 shot nice, and what might have you, but I did not like the fact that the goddamn, one of the safeties, I think it had another one though, it must have. One of the safeties was on the trigger. Where is it here? From Patch, sent in by Dana Dana Va. A man had to be treated for a self-inflicted gunshot wound earlier this week after he accidentally shot himself while trying to adjust his handgun inside his waistband, according to police. Like I said, you think this shit don't happen all day long? Fucking all fucking day long. But, I mean, they're reporting this fucking thing here. Because, oh, they're looking for any goddamn. I don't care what you find. I don't care. Like I said, I don't care if a whole fucking state gets wiped out by one shooter. Tough shit. Once you prosecute him, it's over. You don't come fucking around with my goddamn fucking rights because of what somebody else did, thinking you have some extrajudicial authority you do not, which is forbidden, which is actually fucking treason and sedition. Your goddamn, your judicial fucking, powers are fucking so limited. All you can do is fuck with each other. You can't even fuck with the people on the outside world. You can't fuck with the goddamn American national. You can't talk to me. You can't talk about my rights. You sure as hell can't monitor them, and you sure as hell can't fucking regulate them. But this is what they can throw. I guess that's all you can find, you old propagandists, you dumb fucks. I mean, fuck, Who doesn't know somebody in their life that fucking does something stupid with a fucking gun? Like, you know, I mean, usually it's, you know, people trying to quick draw. I've known a few people that got a bullet in the foot or the leg practicing the quick draw. That's when you do with the empty gun. Until they did it with the empty gun. But, I mean, that's never a certain thing. That's all I'll put it. Anyway, accidentally shot himself while trying to adjust a handgun inside his waistband, according to police. The Collegeville Police Department said officers on Sunday were dispatched to the area of Shelley Drive and Ruby Drive in the borough of a reported self-inflicted shooting. Upon arrival, police found the victim, who was conscious and alert with a single gunshot wound to the upper right thigh and groin area. Whoo, buddy, that's why you, Neighbors attempted to stem the bleeding by outfitting the man with a makeshift tourniquet, but the wound continued to bleed. So officers replaced the makeshift tourniquet with a real one. According to a Facebook post from the Collegeville Borough Police Department, officers reported that the man who had a valid license to carry firearms, he had a valid license. I got one too. It's called the fucking Bill of Fucking Rights, motherfucker. And it is about, it's as valid as it gets. And it is abso-fucking-lute. And I don't got to ask you to fucking sign it, you son of a bitches. But see, they got to throw a carry. He had to carry firearms. These people that everybody should have got their guns taken away from, except for the police. Well, not police, but the goddamn private goddamn Blackwater fucking enforcers for the goddamn communists and the fascists. What the hell are they? Capitalists. You're both capitalists, aren't you? Boy, I just got to be eating you fuckers up when I say that, don't it? But are them Chinese? You remember, it's capitalism versus communism. Capitalism all my fucking life. Capitalism versus communism. Well, it turns out that the goddamn communists are capitalists too, aren't they? Everybody's trying to use somebody, trying to parasite off somebody. It's a parasitic world, I think. With the only saving grace being that we have the goddamn Bill of Rights, unalienable fucking law that says that you cannot fucking do it. I mean, it's unalienable. You can't touch it. But you're gonna keep playing these games. You're gonna talk about shit like this that means nothing to us. I don't give a fuck if this guy shot himself in the goddamn leg playing with his gun. I don't care. It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with nobody but the guy who shot himself playing with his fucking gun. Is he going to lose his carry license? Are they going to give him mental evaluation? I mean, you fucking, people that go get these carry fucking things, I got no fucking, you think you're fucking somebody because you can stick a gun under your fucking shirt? If I stick a gun under my fucking shirt, I don't give a shit. Because if that son of a bitch comes out, it's going to be fucking fire coming out the goddamn barrel. I ain't going to be worried about no fucking ticket. Anyway, licensed to carry firearms said he was carrying his 9mm handgun without a holster. And that at one point he felt the gun begin to slip. And that when he went to adjust the firearm, he accidentally pulled the trigger. This is actually kind of funny. Police said the EMS was called out to the scene and ended up transporting the man to an area hospital for additional care. The man's identity was not released, and police say they are continuing to investigate the matter. It was unclear whether or not any criminal charges would be filed in connection. What are you going to charge him with? Shooting himself! See, you would like to, wouldn't you? I mean, you'd like to be able to charge somebody if it fucking is an accident, with any accident. Why don't you go charge Dick Cheney? He shot a motherfucker right in the fucking face with a fucking shotgun. And it was never mentioned, never investigated. None of that. Well, about that, because he's part of the ruling elite. And it's all right for them to have guns. Even somebody who is too incompetent to fucking walk through a fucking open field hunting fucking quail with dogs and fucking shot somebody in the... I think he meant to shoot that son of a bitch in the face. I did, man. You talk about an evil-looking bastard. That fucking Cheney is one evil-looking bastard. Uh-oh, here we go. Joe Biden threatens to use emergency war powers in letter to oil companies. He's had it. Man, he's not going to have us paying fucking $5 a gallon for fucking regular gas. No goddamn more. He's going to stand up for the people. Or shit. Make it, go ahead.
And make it $6.
There you go. There you go. Yep. Salute. All I can do is say, yep, you're right. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Joe Biden announced Wednesday he would consider using his emergency war powers to increase gas production in a letter to oil companies. Biden warns oil companies in his letter that, quote, at a time of war, refinery profit margins well above normal being passed directly onto American families are not acceptable. Oh, really? Not acceptable, goddamn passed on. I mean, this is fucking robbery. I mean, I was at the hardware store the other day, and I heard some people talking on over by the counter. And they were talking about out on Highway 62. Yeah, there have been people out there stealing gas, drilling holes in gas tanks and shit. That's what's going to happen. Yeah, you're not going to, I mean, fucking, you know what you're doing. I mean, what you're trying to, in the first place, the same son of a bitch who was making a pop bottle full of fucking gas to make his money is making a goddamn shot glass full of fucking gas to make the same fucking money. That's what people can't get through their fucking heads. They're all making the same goddamn money, whether they sell it to you for fucking a dollar or 10. Only they get the $10 if they fucking, for the same gas. Think about it. And don't forget that the goddamn original fucking, base product fucking belongs to you anyway. And you're getting $15. I mean, they're not, it's just like the stump price on the fucking trees. They're not giving you more at the fucking source. It's the refineries. Well, we got this figured out. We got a glut of oil. If we have to refine all this, we're going to have to be selling it for 25 cents a fucking gallon. We have so much fucking oil. So let's remove the goddamn moratorium on fucking exporting fucking crude oil. Let's start making some fucking bucks off it that way. And as far as here in the United States, we'll teach these son of a bitches. The bottom line is they're exporting fucking gas. They're exporting fucking diesel. They're exporting the heavy oils. They're exporting it on a world market. I do not want a world market. When did they come and ask us if we wanted a world market? I don't recall that. My dad couldn't recall it. Nobody can fucking recall it because it didn't happen. They're just like with this ending the moratorium on fucking selling our crude to the, you know, out of this fucking country. Did you get asked about that, any of you that own that goddamn oil? Oh no, he has that under lease by his buddy, his cousin, by Senator fucking Whack Whack. That's what's fucking going on. That oil don't belong to you motherfuckers. I mean, that's another thing that people think that goddamn all the fucking underground, everything under the ground belongs to them. We're gonna go through the fucking paperwork. And we're going to see who that fucking really fucking belongs to and how it got transferred into your fucking hands. Because you rich cocksuckers who have these fucking oil leases, you didn't get those because you're nice fellers. You got them because you are crooked fucking scumbag son of a bitch and rip-off motherfuckers. That's why. And you got them in violation of the law. Because the portion of that fucking oil, I don't give a shit, in the beginning fucking belonged to me. Because I can trace my lineage back before this was ever a fucking country. So any of it belongs to me. A portion of it belongs to me, and you never took it from me through any due process, the fucking law. So you can't give it to fucking your buddy Booger over there. You can't just and him kick you back some fucking money for fucking. Oh, that's my oil now. No, it ain't your fucking oil, son of a bitch. And you're gonna push this until you're gonna be catching fucking lead trying to take that oil out of the fucking ground. It belongs to the people of the United States of America as individuals. And we should be paying about fucking 20 cents a gallon for gas. And if we were paying 20 cents a gallon for gas, I'll tell you what, you talk about something that would make an economy boom, kick the fucking son of a bitches out of here, about 100 million of them that aren't supposed to be here, that came here in violation, even of the admiralty. They came here as an invasion. That's all you have to say, because it was and it is an invasion. get rid of their fucking asses, and then fucking drop the gas to 20. I mean, man, when the gas dropped that last time, I mean, it didn't even drop. I almost made it under a dollar here. But God damn, the activity, the things people were doing, building, I mean, everybody was supposed to be out of work. It was a terrible fucking time, but all of a sudden, like when that gas fucking dropped, man, everybody was making fucking money. You can always find a way to make money. Energy, if you got energy to fucking burn, you can make money. But when they steal, that's how the juice gets his 95 cents of every dollar. Right? All the energy belongs to us late Jew boys, don't you know? So you have to give us all your money that you make out of our energy. No, it ain't your fucking energy, you kike motherfucker. You dirty motherfuckers have stole. Excuse me. You dirty motherfuckers have stole more than your fucking lives are worth. And you fucking know it. And it's about time that the fucking people fucking took him at payday. You sons of bitches. You don't own this goddamn planet, you motherfuckers. You Khazarians, see, it's like I'm building Ukraine. They're trying to build Ukraine just like they did in fucking goddamn Afghanistan. 20 fucking years of $1 million a soldier in Afghanistan. We walk off and leave them with an arsenal that leaves them as a fucking actual world power with fucking goddamn armament. Same thing in Iraq. And the Ukraine, they're going to try and make them as fucking just like the Soviet Union. Enough money and enough fucking, you know, people fucking going hungry in this country, living under bridges so you can give the fucking wealth of this country over to the Ukrainians, the Khazarians, and you could build another. I mean, hell, we built fucking Russia during the Second World War. That's what the Second World War was for, was to preserve international communism and make fucking Russia a threat to the United States of America. And fucking China a threat to the United States of America. That was during the Korean War. Because MacArthur had their ass kicked. Why wouldn't you finish them off? So they could never be a threat to you. You weren't looking out for us. Where are you there, guys? Where are you, Truman? You fucking Masonic piece of shit. You all are going to fucking answer up. And, you know, your secrets are, man. You've held your secrets. You've done a good job, man. I mean, using that Scottish Freemasonry, the Scottish Freemasons, that it was a skillcraft thing, you know. They wouldn't let it out how they did things. That kept the price of their fucking work way up there, way high. That secret thing and them goddamn, what the hell were they called them? Cross-chested son of a bitches, Knights Templar. They loved it. They love the secrecy. And so that's what it's been. This has been built around, the secrecy and the fact that they are loyal to one another to a fucking fault. And they do not give one shit whether you fucking live or die or whether you have a fucking right. They want you to be a fucking slave. They want fucking slaves to run their fucking corporations so that they can be good capitalists. Because that's what capitalism's all about, is somebody else doing your fucking work for you. For you getting a pile of fucking money from your buddy for no zero. I mean, this is what's been going on since the goddamn 2008. You know, when they had that zero interest thing, they were handing those motherfuckers billions of dollars interest free so that they could lend it out and charge interest to the people that they borrowed it in their name of. I mean, you talk about a Ponzi scheme. These son of a bitches, I mean, it's come to the point to where it's, you know, a trial and a goddamn hanging ain't enough. We need like a goddamn mince chopper. Something horrid. Something as horrid as they are. If such an item exists. They have done in our fucking face unbelievable shit. And anybody that wants to argue, I can always come back to that child molestation. You know it fucking exists. You know, just like, what the hell was it? Maxwell, bitch. Where are there being arrests made? How many fucking children are fucking, God knows what was done to them at Pedophile Island. How many? How many do you know about? And these are, how many did Bill Clinton bite him in the fucking face, little girls, while he was raping them? How many? And that old fucker gets to live his fucking life out in luxury. How many did Prince Philip fucking take little girls and fucking molest them, or little boys, or poodles, or whatever the fucking freak liked. And he got to live out his life in luxury. What is the deterrent to these people? When they get to fucking do this sick fucking thing and then get to live their life in luxury. I mean, I always go back to that woman, that interview with her. I can't think of her name. But she's the one that Clinton bit a chunk out of her fucking face while he was fucking raping her. Bit a chunk. You can see the fucking scar. It's gnarly. And that son of a bitch did it. And that son of a bitch got away with it. He sold our fucking goddamn ICBM fucking guidance systems to the fucking Chinese so that the Chinese could be a threat to us like Russia. And that son of a bitch got to live out his, he will get to live out the rest of his fucking life in luxury. Not just not have to go to prison, not even get a parking fucking ticket, but will live in fucking luxury for the horrid things he's done. Until that is fixed, we cannot say that we're fucking Americans, man. I'm telling you right now. Because every bit of it, the molestation, the goddamn fucking, the theft of this fucking country, the fact that these motherfuckers run around and try to exercise their own private fucking army in violation of our law, they stand in total violation of our law. And as long as they stand in total violation of our law and we fucking allow it, that we ain't got no country. And we ain't got no fucking balls. We're a bunch of fucking pussies. Because we outnumber, we could drop the, I mean, you think about that goddamn Bill Clinton. When I think about, try to think about the monstrous. I mean, he used to have the state police pick up fucking young girls and bring them to the fucking governor's mansion in fucking Arkansas. You think of what he has done to fucking innocent people in his lifetime. I mean, just like, he's like a Jeffrey Dahmer motherfucker. And he is still, he still lives in complete fucking luxury. Are we really back to the feudal days when the kings can fucking do shit like that and get away with it? Or do we own fucking guns that we're not gonna polish, that we're gonna fucking shoot, and we're gonna shoot these motherfuckers out of our country and reinstate our fucking law as written? And that's going to be obeyed as written. If you fucking go and you commit sedition against our law, you will fucking hang. Until we stop allowing it, it's not going to stop, people. And that's enough of this shit for today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, think about that a little bit. Think about fucking that son of a bitch Bill Clinton. Just him. Just Bill Clinton. The horrid things that dirty bastard has done, and every one of them, you know, you got fucking Donnie Trump was over there. I mean, he talked about fucking his daughter. You think about everything, horrid thing these motherfuckers have done, and they have lived, they've never sweated it one day. They have lived a life of fucking luxury while fucking being goddamn maniacal fucking maniacs. And that is The Word from the Trenches.